USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown is in day 17 with no realistic end in sight. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders did say that President Trump will be traveling to the border on Thursday. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox News President Trump and the Republicans are willing to compromise.
The president has shown he's willing to sit down and talk and try to reach an agreement. If Democrats really want to work with us to get the government back open again, they've also got to recognize that border security is at the heart of this.
The president will be addressing the nation Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time as well. Actor Kevin Spacey is pleading not guilty to his sexual assault charge in Nantucket, Massachusetts. The judge had some strict orders for Spacey.
The defendant's appearance has been waived of stay away and no contact with the victim and the victim's family.
Spacey is accused of groping a busboy back in 2016 at a Nantucket restaurant. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to Medishare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. Medishare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
Medishare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without Medishare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
It's a first for one of the Supremes, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Supreme Court saying that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was missing arguments on Monday for the first time in over 25 years as she recuperates from cancer surgery. A court spokeswoman said the 85-year-old Ginsburg is still recuperating and is doing work from home after doctors removed two cancerous growths from her left lung on December 21st and she was discharged from a hospital on December 25th. Ginsburg had two earlier cancer surgeries in 1999 and 2009 that did not cause her to miss any court sessions.
Disneyland is increasing ticket prices to its theme park effective immediately. A one-day ticket will cost $104, up from $97, and the park hopper pass will now be $199, up from $185. Parking and other fees are also going up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Reaction is still coming in to President Trump's announcement that the man behind the USS Cole attack in 2000 was killed by a Yemen airstrike on New Year's Day. Kirk Lippold was a commander on the USS Cole, and he tells Fox News this sends a strong message.
I'm extremely gratified because it sends a strong signal that the U.S. government is still willing to invest the time, the intelligence assets, and most importantly, the ordnance, that if you kill or you harm Americans, we are going to find you and we're going to hold you accountable.
Lippold continues.
That we still keep an eye on those who have done us harm when we know where they live, what they do, and we wait for that moment patiently, thoughtfully, deliberately, and then when the opportunity presents itself, like it evidently did in this case where he was alone outside the capital of Sana'a, we got him with a drone strike. Justice delayed has been justice denied for us. We want to see him held accountable, and when found guilty, sentence him to death and carry it out very quickly. I mean, let's be realistic. There has been enough times passed. The evidence is overwhelming in this case, and we need to hold him accountable by military commission, just like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the 9/11 conspirators.
And finally, good news, parents out there. If you're frequently annoyed with your child's lack of response to text, you can get this new app. The app is called Reply ASAP, and it can actually freeze your child's phone until they reply. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.